Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. And also, as always, I am so excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about a mindset concept and principle that I think really is going to determine whether you succeed as an entrepreneur long-term or not. It truly is that important. We're really going back to basics now. This is a fundamental component of being a successful entrepreneur. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. So excited in that intro that I actually didn't even say what today's podcast episode is actually all about. So I do want to introduce you to the concept of infinite games and finite games. Now, this is something that I was introduced to from my good friend, Nate Bagley. Nate has been on the podcast multiple times before. He's an incredible, incredible entrepreneur, but also an incredible person is the main thing that I love about Nate Bagley. So shout out to Nate. He's over at growthmarriage.com. So growthmarriage.com. Basically, what Nate does is he helps people in their relationships really cultivate extraordinary love. And in within the line of Nate's work, what is extraordinary love? What is he really tasked with in his line of work with his business over at Growth Marriage? Nate basically asks himself the question of how can I help couples stay together forever? And so that's why Nate is really, I was so amazed when he started talking to me about this concept that I'm going to share with you today. And I'm so thankful that he introduced me to this concept of infinite versus finite games. So first things first, I want to talk to you about finite games. They're not infinite. It's obviously the opposite of infinite. So what is a finite game? Well, a finite game has a few very simple principles. The most basic principle of a finite game is that it ends. That's one thing that defines a finite game. There is an end point, and at that end point, there is a result, a win or a loss. Or if you're as big of a soccer fan as I am, it could also be a draw. That is a finite game. How do we know the results of Manchester United's game from last week? Well, we know it because there's a set of rules and there's a clock, and at the end of 90 minutes, whatever the score is, that's the result from that game. That is a finite game. There are winners and there are losers, and there are rules and there is a clearly defined end of that game. That's what makes it finite. So again, if we're strictly just speaking very simply, the opposite of a finite game is an infinite game. So take all of those things that I just talked about and take the opposite. So what is an infinite game? An infinite game is a game that has no end point. It has no end point. And as a result of the game never ending, there are no winners or losers. And as a result of not having winners and losers and not having a specific endpoint, there also are changing rules. Rules change along the way because the point of an infinite game is to keep playing. Now, you might be asking yourself, Brian, what the heck does this have to do with me? What the heck does this have to do with my entrepreneurial journey? And I want to really spell this out for you here today. When it comes to entrepreneurship, if you are seriously committed to becoming a successful entrepreneur, not short-term success, we're talking truly long-term success, you need to be playing an infinite game. And if you are playing an infinite game, then that needs to be the game that you're playing on a daily basis. Your mindset has to be in the infinite game, not the finite game. What does that have to do with how we operate as entrepreneurs? Think about two different entrepreneurs. Actually, gosh, as I'm saying this out loud, I have an example of two very clearly defined real life entrepreneurs that I had the pleasure of meeting and working with starting all the way back in 2017. These are two entrepreneurs that I was really excited to help out and really excited to see the growth and the start of their companies. And they started out on two very different paths. One of them, she came in knowing what her business was. She knew exactly who she wanted to serve. She knew exactly what her price point was. She knew exactly what she wanted to sell. She knew everything. And guess what? She crushed it out of the gates. She launched a Facebook ad campaign. She generated, I think it was over 200 leads in her first week. Now, the other entrepreneur, we'll just say it's him, so there's him and her in this story. These are real life people, so I'm not gonna call them out by names. The other entrepreneur, he came to me and he said, I think I know what my business is, but I'm not exactly sure. I kinda wanna serve these people. I don't know what price points. I might do services. I might have products one day. He didn't really know what he wanted to do. But over the course, so this is almost 5 years ago now, almost 5 years ago that I met both of these entrepreneurs. Guess what happened after I met them? She went ahead and like I said, out of the gates, she generated over 200 leads, had a lot of people to follow up with, a lot of people to potentially sell to start generating revenue. And what happened? She followed up with a few of them, didn't experience any instant results or instant success, and then she put her hands in the air and said, this isn't working, I quit. This does not work. She was playing a finite game. There was, whether it was she only had the tolerance for 100 rejections, whether it was in her head, she said, you know, if this doesn't work out within the next 60 days, it's not gonna work out. So that's the path that she went down. She lost. She played a finite game and she lost. And today, I can safely tell you, she is no longer in the game. Her game ended. She doesn't run a business. She doesn't have customers and clients. She doesn't serve people within this capacity as an entrepreneur. Her game is over. Now, let's talk about the guy in this story. Let's talk about him. He, out of the gates, didn't experience any success whatsoever. And contrast that to her, she was generating 200 leads. Her ad campaign had traction. She had people expressing interest. He, on the other hand, was just kind of trying to figure things out. He changed direction a million different times over the span of the next 2 years. 2 years that he was constantly changing directions. He was taking a freelancing gig that hardly paid any money. He was still working a 9-to-5 job. He was doing all of these different things, but his game, the rules were always changing. His direction was always changing. He was always persisting. The point of an infinite game is to keep the game going. And that's exactly what he did. And through keeping the game going for 2 years of trying to figure things out, eventually he found his niche. He found what he wanted to do. And this is a guy who's in his 20s. I have so much respect for him. He's one of my favorite entrepreneurs who I've gotten to see their journey from day one. He ended up retiring his wife. They've got two beautiful children now. They get to live wherever they want to live. He does over $10,000 a month in revenue as a solo agency owner. His game is continuing. Is it to say that he's just on this trajectory and he's always going to be successful at this point? No. Along the course of an infinite game, you experience roadblocks, you experience obstacles, but if you're playing that infinite game, none of them can beat you. Why? Because quite simply, the game never ends. And I'll tell you a story from my own entrepreneurial journey thus far. So I've been in this game for 15 years already. I have already decided nothing can or will stop me. My game is infinite. Think about my entrepreneurial journey. So many of you listeners, you know how many pivots I've gone through. In 2008, when I started my first business, I was 18, 19 years old, and it was just a soccer blog. I had no idea what I was doing. I started it for fun. By junior year, we were doing $1,000 a day in ad revenue. I had 20 writers working for me. I was flying to England all the time. But guess what? By 2013, I was so burned out. And I couldn't do it anymore. And that's why, it was 2012 when I got burned out and started my marketing agency. That was my pivot. I decided, you know what? If I'm burned out through content creation, I can see the writing on the wall of where content creation and online publishing is going, and I can see our advertising rates dropping. I pivoted. Instead of giving up in my entrepreneurial journey, I pivoted. And one story I'll tell you from that time period of my life is, especially after I graduated college and had started my marketing agency, people would always say the same thing to me. They'd always say, well, you know, if it doesn't work out, at least you can always go back and get a job. And that bothered me. It bothered me so much. I really didn't like when people said that to me, because to me, that is the actual essence of playing a finite game. That's not the game I was ever interested in playing. So if it doesn't work out, you can go get a job. There's no chance of it not working out, because there is no end to this game. The game I'm playing is infinite. I will keep going regardless of any temporary successes or failures. And so that's what I'm really inviting you to adopt as a mindset here on today's episode. I want you to understand, well, actually, first things first, you got to decide, are you playing an infinite game or a finite game? Because they have completely different structures. If you're playing a finite game, then you're setting yourself up for potentially a failure. Because in a finite game, there is a result, because there is an end to that game. So under a finite game, you do crazy things in your head and you say, you know what? If I don't make X number of dollars in the next 60 days, it's over. That's it. And you quit. And this is why so many entrepreneurs do quit. So many entrepreneurs do fail, because they are playing that finite game. Look at any successful entrepreneur. They are playing that infinite game. They will do. This is the beautiful thing about infinite games. Whether it be your business, a relationship, whatever it is that you're doing, as long as you're playing it infinitely, you will do anything possible to keep the game going. And that notion right there, doing anything possible by all means to keep the game going, brings with it a new set of decisions, a new set of dedication, a new set of options available to you. When things aren't working in this direction, you simply change directions and you try something else, but you keep going. It's such an important aspect of the entrepreneurial journey. This isn't a finite game. There isn't a point at which your journey is over. So I've always loved the concept of burning the boats, burning the ships. We hear that so frequently about not having that plan B. Because, and so, well, actually, I'll tell you the historical context of burning the ships. So early explorers who were going around the world to find new lands. Actually, I Googled it before because I wanted to give an example. In the 1500s, Hernan Cortez set sail for Mexico. And with him, he had 11 ships and 553 soldiers. And when they got to Mexico, Hernan Cortez said, "Burn the boats." Burn the boats. Why did they burn the boats? Because by burning the boats, it was him showing his soldiers, no matter what, getting back on these boats and going back is not an option. We came here to play an infinite game. There is no plan B. We are going to fight to the death. And that's exactly what they did. I love the concept of burning the boats. It's something that when you're playing an infinite game, you've accepted the fact there is no turning back. I keep going forward. Forward. Forward doesn't always mean it's going to be a straight line. There's going to be twists and turns and times where it feels like you're going backwards. That's all part of the infinite game. The rules change and there is no deadline. So this should be great news for you in your entrepreneurial journey. When you're going through those high points, when you're going through those low points, remind yourself, doesn't matter. I'm playing this game until the day I die. This is an infinite game for me. And with that, you'll find yourself with the confidence, with the mindset of steel. Nothing can stop you, because there is no final whistle. There is no final buzzer. Hopefully, you are joining me on this infinite game. Us as entrepreneurs, this is one of the things that makes us different from everybody else. We do not stop. So make sure you're playing that infinite game. Throw out the rules. Whatever rules you think you have today, those rules do not apply tomorrow. The only thing that we are dedicated to is to keep the game going. That's it. Hopefully this concept resonated with you today. It's something that I think about so frequently, especially after Nate Bagley articulated it for me with this concept of infinite versus finite games. I loved hearing him talk about it within the context of relationships. Think about it with it. I'll just give you like a 30-second overview with regards to relationships. If you're in a finite game in a relationship, there is a decision point. There is an end game. There is a final whistle, and there are rules that determine the outcome. Who wants to be in that type of relationship? Whereas an infinite game, the rules are constantly changing in order to keep the game going. That's what type of relationship we want to all be in. We want to be in one that the rules are intentionally designed and shifted to keep that relationship going. If we know fundamentally we want that from our relationships, why do we then not treat our entrepreneurial journey the exact same way? Infinite games are the things that are meaningful to us. So make sure you're approaching your business, your entrepreneurial journey through this lens. Make sure you're always playing an infinite game and not a finite game. Hopefully, this gets you excited here on this beautiful Monday morning to really attack this week and really reshift your brain to start viewing everything you're working on, good and bad, especially bad, as an infinite game. You're never going to end because there is no end. You're going to keep on going through the great times, through the terrible times. That's it from me today. Drop me an email if you like this episode. My direct email address is hello@imetbrian.com. Now that you met me on the show, hello@imetbrian.com. Don't be shy. I love hearing from podcast listeners just like you. I get back to every single one that emails me, and I always love hearing from you, hearing what you're working on, sending you a resource that may help you. I love doing that. So hello@imetbrian.com. Otherwise, pound that subscribe button wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. I see so many more of you are tuning in via Spotify these days, which is so cool to me. It's actually where I've switched to as well. I listen to all my podcasts on Spotify these days. You can find my podcast as well as so many others on Spotify. So that's a really good platform if you're not using it yet. Super convenient. Pound that subscribe button. And as always, I'll see you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.